What's going on, y'all? This is King Spider-Man from the cast of Atlanta Hitmakers, the cast of Atlanta's Ugly, Fed Squad Entertainment, D-List Celebrities, Stoners Ball ATL. If you was in Atlanta in November, this past Thanksgiving, and you heard anything about any stoner events, you probably heard about the Stoners Ball. We threw the first Stoners Ball. We are also doing the Stoners Ball this year, November 18th. That is the Friday before Thanksgiving. Mark that in your calendar. We are gathered here today, me and Instagram Live, to talk about the latest installment from DC Comics' main workhorse, The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson, directed by Matt Reeves, and just to sum it up, off the rip, I just want to let you know that this movie was absolutely awesome, but that's how I feel about it. It's like, okay, so we got Robert Pattinson. The way he portrayed his version of Batman and Bruce Wayne, that shit was scary. Like, this is Batman if he was real. Like, Christopher Nolan, the way he did Batman, it was still an unbelievable element to him. The way he disappeared, his acrobatics, sometimes some of his strength feats. Because, like, okay, so one strength feat from the Nolan trilogy is when he actually bends a Batman imposter. He bends his shotgun, but he used tech, so it's not really a strength feat, you know what I'm saying? But he did, like, dive off a building to save Rachel Dawes, you know what I'm saying? And they legit dove off of that bitch and landed on a car. Like, I know he got armor and shit, but that nigga should be bruised the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the way they portrayed the Batman in this is more like I don't know, for some reason it just seems more realistic. It seems more like I could see Superman in the Nolan universe. That's why I was so upset that they didn't build off of that first Batman trilogy. In this universe, it's hard to see Superman in this universe. To see, it would be hard to see Clayface. And he's a Batman villain. That's a Batman villain I've been waiting on them to do in live action. But moving on, I'm just gonna go through the characters right quick. Alfred, Andy Serkis, Alfred, he was dope. The way they portrayed him this time, he is apparently like an ex-soldier. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he knows enough to the point where he actually is the one who trained Bruce Wayne after his parents got shot. So Bruce Wayne is out here. It's not like before where he had the League of Shadows when he was a literal fucking ninja, you know what I'm saying, train him. Or it doesn't seem like he traveled the world to learn the shit that he learned, you know what I'm saying. It seemed like that shit happened and Alfred took him under his wing and trained him, you know what I'm saying. He told Alfred what he wanted to do, or Alfred just felt like, you know what I'm saying. Well, he does say that he was supposed to... listen. Heavy spoiler alert for The Batman if you haven't seen it. I don't remember if I said it already, but just in case I did. Heavy spoiler alert for The Batman. But he was supposed to protect them, I think he said. So it was like, okay. So this version of Alfred is definitely a soldier, you know what I'm saying? So he would know enough to be able to train someone to fight, you know what I'm saying? And the way he the way he still, you know what I'm saying, he still works with Bruce Wayne on the things that he wants him to do, but he still tries to talk him down a little bit, like, hey, you know what I'm saying, you might be going a little bit too far. He doesn't want him to go to the edge with this shit, you feel what I'm saying? So it's like, this version of Alfred, and he's younger, so I'm gonna be honest, I like this version of Alfred. I want to see more. Unfortunately, he did make one mistake that was kind of like a rookie mistake. Like, he opened a package that was not for him, and the package turned out to be a fucking bomb. Like, I mean, I kind of knew it was going to be a fucking bomb. You know what I'm saying? Especially when he opened it up and seen this fireproof envelope addressed to the Batman. Like, come on, bro. Like, that shit, like, you should have put that shit together off the rip. Even when you seen the lettering, you know what I'm saying? You should have put that shit together. You know what I'm saying? Commissioner Gordon. They race swapped Commissioner Gordon, and it was beautifully done. Normally, I don't agree with the race swap thing because, like, a lot of times that takes away from the character's backstory. In the case of a spoiler alert for anybody who's still watching Legends of Tomorrow, but they just introduced the character of Booster Gold on Legends of Tomorrow. They cast the guy from Clueless. I can't remember his name, but he's a great actor, phenomenal actor. But he is also a black actor. You know what I'm saying? Now, anybody who knows anything about Booster Gold, you know that he is a white guy from the future. You know what I'm saying? You know that his son is Rip Hunter, the famous time traveler. So, that being said, it's like, okay, with Legend of Tomorrow, it started off with Rip Hunter putting together a team. So if Rip Hunter is the son of Booster Gold, like, what's going on there? You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's adopted, you know? But like, during the course of the show, they did say that Rip Hunter had went to this orphanage, but that's, you know, there's still a lot that could be made up right there. Still a lot of room. I guess they decided, since this guy, you know what I'm saying, does the Booster Gold shit good enough, you know what I'm saying, to the way we want it, we're gonna get him to do it instead and not worry about the race, which is what they do a lot of times, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? As long as it'd be cool with me, as long as it doesn't change the story of the character. And that kind of changed the story of the character a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Especially when his son was already introduced. Not only already introduced, but he was the backbone, the basis, the power behind the entire show. But they do it with James Gordon, and it didn't really affect his story, because James Gordon is actually, to be honest, a pretty generic character. He's a cop, you know what I'm saying? A cop with a family. He's the only cop that, you know, that believes in the Batman and really works with the Batman, you know what I'm saying? And he's been doing this shit for years. He got ranked, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter whether he's black or white, you know? And a lot of times when they race swap, they actually bring the race as a plot point or a storyline or whatever, or just something that they put in there, and it'd be like, why are we here, you know? But with Jim Gordon, it's cool. And Jeffrey Wright, I believe his name is, he did that shit, he mastered that shit, that shit was perfect. The Riddler, like this. Now, I'm a person that grew up with the Batman the Animated Series, and that version of the Riddler was more along the lines of he gave mob boss vibes, but he didn't necessarily, he wasn't necessarily a mob boss. He was more of a foil for Batman. Like someone who just wanted to test and outsmart the Batman and maybe figure out who the Batman is. He did crimes. He had henchmen. But when it came to the mob boss aspect, the people who were more, who supplanted the traditional mob bosses in Gotham, in that series at least, seemed to be more so the Penguin, Two-Face, the Joker. Rupert Thorne tried to hang in there, but but yeah, most of those, that the Riddler never really got the, but he gave off mob boss vibes with that suit that he always wore, you know what I'm saying? The way he conducted himself, it was just different, you know what I'm saying? The Riddler in this, they depict him as more so of a serial killer or the Unabomber. I've heard other YouTubers refer to him as like the Zodiac Killer, DC's Zodiac Killer type. Now, me personally, I haven't seen the material on the Zodiac Killer. I'm not sure if that was a real thing or if it was just a movie. But if that's what it was, that shit was pretty scary. Because first of all, off the rip, they introduced the Riddler. This nigga is just standing in the dark. I'm like, damn, that nigga in the dark like Batman. You know what I'm saying? And it's the fucking Riddler. And he back there with his glasses on and his mask. You know what I'm saying? And he's just standing there. And the guy that he's about to kill, the mayor, he's just walking around. He doesn't even notice. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason we as an audience see it is because the lightning flash. That was crazy. Then, you know what I'm saying? The only time he even went to make his move is when the light show shined on him. That was dope. That was dope imagery right there. And apparently the Riddler is more so intended on being a vigilante, intended on cleaning up the corrupt streets of Gotham, the corrupt politicians, the people who keep Gotham fucked up. You know? If you're just joining me on Instagram Live, I am talking about The Batman. I went and seen that last night. And like I said, I really love the movie, but I have a whole lot of buts. As far as his plot, I gotta say, I'm not a person who actually read the plot, the storyline that this plot point came from, which is the Batman Earth One, wherein the Riddler actually flooded Gotham. So this was a surprise to me. This was a big surprise to me, and I'm just like, damn, because I was wondering what else they was going to do. Now, this is the problem I have with that. The problem I have with that is that floods. How you gonna get rid of the water? You know what I'm saying? That's gonna take some time. Like, you just flooded a section of the fucking city. And the only guy I can think of that would benefit from that would be Killer Croc. So, are you gonna do Killer Croc? They already talking this shit about not doing the more fantastical elements from the Batman corner of the universe. But Batman has fantastical elements to it, and you're setting up for good ones. You know what I'm saying? Now, they say they're going to do Mr. Freeze, which, if you're trying to not be so grounded or fantastical, my bad. I mean, if you're trying to not be so fantastical, Mr. Freeze would be a stretch. Because I'm still trying to, like, wrap my head around what exactly would you do? Like, how would you do that? Or is he going to... Now, I can believe that a freeze gun could be created. His suit, the way it's powered... are we gonna make this a revenge story where he's just trying to get this one guy, the guy that fired him or that caused this accident? Are we doing the Heart of Ice? If y'all adapt the Heart of Ice, that might work, you know? And you would just have to come up with the science behind his freeze gun, because to be honest, I'm not sure. If we're going all the way real life here, I haven't seen anything in real life or know of anything in real life. But that would equate to a freeze gun, or that would allude to there being a possibility of a freeze gun. But we have liquid nitrogen. I mean, I guess, you know what I'm saying? And I guess they would be using what is called theoretical science, which is cool, because the multiverse is a theory. So, yeah. The Penguin, perfect. The Penguin was perfect. Like a lot of people are saying in their reviews, I forgot it was Colin Farrell. He was all the way into the role. So glad that he did that the way he did it. And I remember early on, they were like, why would they cast Colin Farrell, one of the proclaimed sexiest men alive, and put him in prosthetics that made him look like this other actor? Why not just cast the other actor? Maybe it's because the other actor may not have done as good a job. And that's no discredit to the other actor. I can't remember what his name was. If you do, can you put a comment below and let me know what it was? But, yeah. Colin Farrell, like, just got the guy played Bullseye in the Daredevil movie back in the day. And even though that movie was bad, he was hilarious. He was pretty good. And, you know? Ben Affleck wasn't that good as Daredevil, I'm sorry. Jennifer Garner as Elektra was, not really. But the Bullseye was great. he was great to look at. And his performance as the Penguin in here is great. Like, it's like, oh man, he was supposed to be the second in command to Carmine Falcone, but when you see him by himself, you don't get that. You see him by himself, you get Oswald Cobblepot, you get the Penguin, you know what I'm saying? You get boss shit, you know what I'm saying? And he ain't no idiot, you know. He doesn't snivel, you know. He give Batman a little bit, but he ain't gonna give it all. Batman don't have to beat the rest of it out of him. But he pulled that off quite nicely, you know what I'm saying? Catwoman. Her Catwoman was great. And just like a lot of people are saying, looked like she walked right out of the comics, you know what I'm saying? Now, I've always had been under the impression that Catwoman was a white woman, especially since she was portrayed by Michelle Pfeiffer back in the day, but Eartha Kitt also played her back in the day also. And Carmine Falcone is Italian, so, and I don't know, but this is another instance where the possibility of a race swap is okay. Now, when Halle Berry did her Catwoman movie, I was cool until I got into the movie and find out her name was Patience Phillips. So that was like, you just slapped me in the face. You just insulted. You just insulted my geekdom. So sorry. Moment of silence. I had a moment of silence for this what could have been great. You know what I'm saying? Y'all cast Halle Berry, bro. Y'all cast Halle Berry to play Catwoman, and you give her weird cat god origins with weird cat god powers in the city of New York and make her an entirely different person. Why did you just make it Selena Kyle? That shit could have been the start of your universe. Imagine if DC would have cast Halle Berry as Catwoman and actually wrote a Catwoman story for her to be in. Imagine if that shit would have been good. They could have built the universe off of that. I'm pretty sure Halle Berry would have been down. And that would have been so odd, but so fire. You know? An actual Catwoman story. And this is how we segue into the DC universe. Just saying. Not saying that Marvel is perfect, but they seem to have figured it out, you know. This version of Catwoman in The Batman, she's great though. And it's like, she doesn't, they didn't, at first I was afraid that it was going to make it to where she kind of dwarfs around Batman or something. And I don't know why I thought that, because nobody has ever played Catwoman in that way. So, that being said, she is equal. Like, it seemed like, you know, she's clearly in the beginning stages of her career also. But when she stands next to Batman, it's like, I'm Catwoman and you're Batman. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, like, oh, Batman type shit. You know what I'm saying? Just because she's a female or nothing, you can tell that she can just hold her own. I even like how Batman really kind of held back on her in that apartment. He even fucked with her a little bit. I don't know if you caught it or if anybody else caught it, but he hit her with the cape. He kind of turned around with the cape, which she was all in the cape and shit. But to be honest, thinking back on that scene, it kind of seemed like it was an accident. You know what I'm saying? She just stayed in character instead of reacting to it. Let's see what else. The GCPD, they seem more competent than usual. And I like that. That's the way it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like these superhero stories, they depict their police in such an incompetent way. And it's like, damn, why the fuck are there police? Why don't we just trust the superheroes? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck we need police for? Y'all can't do shit. You know? And that's the beauty of Jim Gordon and the officers that work around him. I like the Iceberg Lounge, the proto Iceberg Lounge. That shit was grim and gritty. Those guys, those bodyguards at the door. I think, in my opinion, they're probably meant to be an Easter egg, or meant to be the Trigger Twins. I don't know of these characters in the comics, but I do know of them from the Arrowverse. And the only reason I know of them from the Arrowverse is because of the Elseworlds crossover, whereas Barry Allen and Oliver Queen get turned into a version of the Trigger Twins. Now, there's also a possibility they could be the Terra Twins. And now the Terra Twins appear in the Young Justice cartoon. Both sets of twins are villainous. They work for the bad guys. They're always henchmen. Very minor characters, obviously. But the scene where he goes in the club, that's how he meet Catwoman. It looked like they were selling a bunch of drops. That's the drug of choice in Gotham nowadays. And the way Penguin just does his drug deals right there in front of Batman, like, yeah. Oh, nah, he's cool. And I'm like, what? You just sold drugs in front of Batman? Like, he's standing right there. And Batman just looks and is like, all right, okay. I see what's going on here. And I half expected him to, you know what I'm saying, start getting rough with him then. But he didn't. And I thought that was kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? Because he has to recognize the fact that he is not the police. So he can't just bust him on it just because he sees some shit. You know what I'm saying? It has to be a bigger picture to the things that he does. You know what I'm saying? Nah. And plus, he wasn't really, you know what I'm saying? He can't, I think he fought his way in there. So he was already in violation. And the Penguin had right away because it's his club. And you're in here in a mask. So there you have it. Carmine Falcone. They probably should have cast someone else. I'm not gonna lie. The actor that they cast is extremely talented. Like, he's good in everything else that I watch him in. You know what I'm saying? Everything else that I've watched him in, he's always good. Every time he shows up, he puts a smile on my face. Here, I think he was miscast. I just think he was miscast. And he didn't really do bad. You know what I'm saying? He played the role that he was given. And it's, he could have been a Bob Ross, you know? But the Penguin seemed way more intimidating. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, why are we listening to this guy? You know, but he's the guy in charge. He's the guy they got. Whatever. I like that they had a black female mayor. It goes along with the trope that they always make the leader, whether it be the president or the mayor or whatever, in disaster movies, make a black one only in disaster movies. I saw that before. I don't believe that, but whatever. She's black, she's a woman, she got shot, and she still stood up and took the mayoral position. So I like that. And her last name is Real. It's pronounced Real, but yeah, it's Real. Bella Real. Bella Real. Overall thoughts on the Batman. The Batman is good. I fully recommend that you go and watch the Batman. It is worth going to the theater for, and it is worth it when it comes out on streaming services, or the Blu-ray. This is a good movie. I wish that, you know what I'm saying, they can find their way to the broader DC universe. And yeah, there are a lot of characters that I want to see show up in this. Comment down below if you want to see certain characters. Let me know. I know I want to see the Question. I want to see the Huntress. I want to see Orphan. You know what I'm saying? I want to see Cassandra Cain done right. I'm sorry, Birds of Prey, but that Cassandra Cain was just not right. Anyway, this has been Crave Reviews Batman. Well, Crave Reviews The Batman. You can follow me all over the internet. Just King Spider-Man, KingSpiderMann. And I will holler at all of y'all next time, next week. I'm going to try to do this more frequently, more consistently. Holla, holla, holla. Watch Atlanta's Ugly. Peace.